Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2027, recorded on Thursday, the 13th of September 2018, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm Bridget Cook, and I'm joined by James McGarry.
Thank you, Bridget. We'd like to welcome new listeners, Gwendolyn Sherwood of King's Lynn, Amber McEwen of Norwich, David Frost of Great Witchingham, and Elizabeth Wickens of Norwich, who has had a little break from listening but is now back with us. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with the week's news, we have two features. One on the old Empire Day celebrations and the other about a new project launched in the city telling the stories of the county's heroes. We also have letters to the Evening News and Information Desk. Now to our first news stories, which include the threat of council action for a cafe at Norwich Prison and a restaurant owner hits back at criticism. But first, train sheriffs will ensure passengers have a smooth ride.
Greater Anglia has announced it will hire 18 new land sheriffs to patrol trains and stations in East Anglia, bringing its total up to 30. The uniformed team, first introduced in 2015, helps keep customers safe, deal with antisocial behaviour and fare evaders, and enforce railway bylaws. But their role goes further. As well as helping customers where they can, such as carrying their luggage, they have prevented 7 potential suicides this year, having been trained by the Samaritans to spot people who may be in difficulty. Greater Anglia said they hoped the new teams would not only prevent potentially dangerous behaviours, but would see more trains run on time.
Norfolk's hot summer and the blazes which broke out in the tinderbox dry conditions have left the county's fire and rescue services with estimated extra costs of £200,000. The prolonged hot and dry spell led to a spate of fires, including in fields, forests and other open spaces, while crews also had to tackle a major blaze at Mile Cross Recycling Centre in Norwich. The average number of fires in June and July each year is 431, but in those 2 months this year, the Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service tackled 794 fires, almost double what they would usually expect to be called to.
The chief executive of an academy trust based in Norwich has stepped down. Valerie Moore has been chief executive of the Right for Success Trust since it was founded at Eaton Hall Specialist Academy in Norwich in 2012. Last year, Valerie was personally recognised for services to education and awarded an OBE in the Queen's Birthday Honours List. Miss Moore has been replaced by interim chief executive Don Evans.
An Italian restaurant owner in the city told a customer to go to Specsavers after they posted a negative review on TripAdvisor. Trattoria Rustica in Princes Street enjoys a 4-star ranking from 577 reviews on the site and is well regarded for its traditional pizzas and pastas. Despite its popularity, the owner doesn't take kindly to diners who insult the family-run business. When one customer submitted a review calling the restaurant tatty and muddled and lacking authenticity, it didn't go down well.
A disabled woman from Norwich was left stranded after being denied access to a bus because of her wheelchair. Margaret Dawson, 52, and her husband Kevin, 64, from Britannia Court in Norwich, were denied access on first buses, with drivers saying her wheelchair is a scooter and needs a permit. The couple's bus problems began around 1 year ago after they bought a new wheelchair to give Mrs. Dawson more independence. Mr. Dawson said, "Connect Bus came and checked her wheelchair and confirmed that we don't need a permit for it. The only route to go and see our daughter is on a first bus. The first three or four times it was fine, but one day we were allowed on the bus into Longwater and denied access on the way back. Mrs. Dawson emailed first 9 weeks ago regarding the problems, but is yet to receive a reply. Connect Bus had an assessment of the wheelchair done within 1 week of an email being sent. Chris Speed, head of operations at First Eastern Counties, said, "To clarify, people using a standard design wheelchair do not require a permit to travel on the bus, but people wanting to board using a scooter will have to apply and undertake a brief health and safety course to ensure they can safely manoeuvre a scooter onto and off the bus."
Action could be taken against a popular cafe and social enterprise if city councillors decide Cafe Britannia has waived the rules around planning permission. The cafe, which launched in 2013, offers a work experience provision for inmates of Norwich Prison and has grown considerably in both scale and popularity since it opened. However, this growth may have led to its breaching Norwich City Council's planning policy due to a technicality in the defined use of the building. The cafe is based in a property that had historically been used as an officers' mess for prison staff, an ancillary use of the prison not requiring planning consent. When the building was converted into the cafe, following a complaint in 2014, it was judged that its scale and the links to the prison meant this was still the case. It is now down to the planning committee to decide whether enforcement action should be taken. The committee has three options: do nothing, close the cafe, or allow it to continue with certain conditions, with officers recommending the latter of the three. These include adding a new pedestrian entrance, cycle access, and limiting opening hours between 7:30 a.m. and 1 p.m.